Good morning. Welcome to the morning show with community news and affairs from the center. I'm Ron Froude. Angie Coonan is my guest today. She is the newly named director of the Richland Hospital Foundation. It gives us a chance to talk about Angie's background and her desire to be able to work with you and make you aware of the work that the hospital's foundation does and some of its goals and objectives as we move into the future. Angie, welcome to the program this morning. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, and congratulations on being named the director of the Richland Hospital Foundation. Gives you a really an important role to serve in our community, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and I was honored to be named that person. I didn't even think it was going to be possible, and then as the process worked its way through and I saw it could be a possibility, I got super excited about it. Super excited to be more involved in the community and get to know more of the community members.
And as you've learned about the foundation and its work and its goals and objectives, has that excitement increased?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's things that I have visions for, and I really hit the ground running, hoping to grow the foundation, make people aware that there is a foundation. When I first was hired, I didn't even know Richland Hospital had a foundation, and my goal is to make people aware that there is a foundation, what our mission is, and what we do. And the biggest takeaway I will say, and I'll probably say it a few times this morning, is all the donations we receive stays right in the Richland community, and it goes back to the mission. My salary and benefits do not come out of donor dollars. Donor dollars go towards what I say they go towards or whatever I'm raising funds for. So it really is staying right here in Richland Center.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background. Help us know you better, Angie.
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in La Crosse, Wisconsin, Onalaska, Wisconsin, actually. And I have a degree in mass communications, broadcast journalism, and accounting. I worked for many years for Festival Foods in Onalaska. And then after college, I started working at the local Fox station. And then after that, I sit on the board of directors for La Crosse Oktoberfest. I started in 2003, and I'm still part of the board of directors. We're a nonprofit organization that raise funds and give back to the community. So kind of what I'm trying to do today. I also sit on a nonprofit board called NAVDA, North American Versatile Hunting Dog Association. My husband and I raise and train German Shorthair Pointers, our own. We're not taking in people's dogs. I always like to clarify that because there's such a need for it. But we're avid outdoors people, avid hunters. We love our dogs, and we're heavily involved in the communities in La Crosse, our NAVDA, and then obviously trying to get more into Richland Center.
You actually served as president of Oktoberfest, didn't you?
I did. In 2017, I was president. So I had a board of directors of 45 different events and budgets that I had to oversee. So I got to be the leader, talking with the mayor, the police chief. It takes a lot to put on a big festival like that. We're about a $1.5 million operation. And so to lead that group and lead an office staff was truly an honor. And it helped me develop my skills to do what I'm doing today for the foundation.
That's the next question I was going to ask you, Angie. Looking at those varied experiences, really you can draw on each one of them as you begin this responsibility, can't you?
Absolutely, and I'm seeing how they're going to be working together, even from my dog world, serving on the board from NAVDA to serving on the board for Oktoberfest. There's different skill sets and even people, connections. It's all about who you know that I'm able to pull together to help the foundation, and we're just starting. I just started in August 1st. First was my first day with the Hospital Foundation. I came from the UW background. I worked for 10 years for UW La Crosse and UW Richland Baraboo. So about 4 years I was in La Crosse commuting, and then I was able to get blessed and have a job with UW Richland and Baraboo. And so I was an employee with them up until I started at the foundation.
When I think about a foundation, I have different thoughts, you know, what they do and how they do, but they're not all the same. How do you define a foundation, and are there ways that the Richland Hospital Foundation, Angie, is unique?
Yeah, I believe that our foundation is, you know, community driven. We have community events, but we give, again, I say 100%, almost 100% of your donation back to, and it stays within the healthcare. So for example, last year alone, we spent over $90,000 on equipment purchases. So the hospital has a budget for equipment, but obviously can't afford all those pieces of equipment, but there's new pieces of equipment that come up that's needed in different departments. And that's where the foundation and donor dollars is able to step in. For example, like an epidural pump for our pain management and our mama's giving birth. We were able to supply three of those. And I think that's really important that healthcare providers know that they can come to the foundation for needs like that. We most recently purchased a Rescue Annie. It's a full body mannequin where healthcare workers can practice on this mannequin doing different healthcare procedures, you know, and then transition it to a real life human, you know, if need be. And so the foundation is able to do that through donor dollars, equipment purchases. And then our biggest thing, and that I'm going to be pushing the most, is our scholarships. We like to give out scholarships to people looking to further their career in healthcare, no matter what that career might be. Last year, we gave out over $40,000. I'd like to double that through donor dollars for next year. We're in such a healthcare shortage right now, and healthcare shortage in our local community is real. You know, there's times where we have to close our hospital because for beds, for admissions, because we don't have enough workers. And, you know, your donation now may not solve the problem today, but it's going to solve it for the future. So we're putting it back into our local community and people that want to further their education. We may have a healthcare worker at the Richland Hospital that says, I want to go on further with my career, and they can come to the foundation and get a scholarship through donor dollars. So.
But by the same token, that's also good news for students who are getting ready to graduate or people considering a different
yes.
career with student debt and other circumstances. That can be a stepping stone, the foundation can, to that career, can it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do it within our hospital employees that may have children, our community members that are looking to get into the healthcare field. I'm actually right now getting ready to do my end of the year appeal, my end of the year campaign, where I'll be sending out letters, a little over 600, to people that have either had a connection with the foundation at some point in the last couple of years, talking about what we've spent your dollars on for 2022 and looking to further that for 2023. And again, really focusing on that scholarship to get more out there. So if I gave out 18 last year, let's double that. You know, wouldn't it be cool if we could give out even more and give a high amount to help subsidize some of those educational costs?
Am I right in saying those scholarships also encourage or require students to return and serve her in our community, Angie?
No, not all of them. There's certain ones that are, that stipulated that you have to, if you're given so much, you have to come back for a year, but not all of them. No. And there is quite a few that are utilized within our hospital as well. The employees, their children are using it. You know, they might be going to Viterbo or somewhere in Madison. But we have community members, too, looking to get into it. There's different types of scholarships. And that'd be something, you know, if people are interested in donating towards a certain scholarship or maybe want their name on a scholarship, encourage you to call me so we can sit down and have a conversation. And that's the other thing I'd like to point out is I really want to get to know people in the community. So when you get that letter from me or you get a phone call from me, you know who I am and you can put a face with a name. It's really important, I think, to know our community members before I come out there and start asking. And for the community members to know that their dollars are going exactly to where I say they're going to go. So there's so many ideas out there, and I'm very new to my position, and I encourage people. I've been doing this through the hospital board, the foundation board, to give me a call and let's go have coffee somewhere. Let's go sit down and have coffee and just talk about maybe what visions you have for the foundation or what ideas you have, because there's so many great ideas out there. You never know which one will really affect people as well.
How does the foundation work? We introduce you as the director, and you just mentioned a board of directors.
Correct. So I currently have a board of directors of 9 that I report to. Cindy Hanold is the president of the board. Very soon, you're going to see on the website a picture of all of our board of directors and a short bio about each one of those. That's not on there now. I think it's important for people to know who their community is and, you know, what we're doing with the donor dollars and the people that oversee it. So our board of directors is 9. We have five subcommittees, a financial committee, that's very important, a donor relations committee. We have an events committee, so when we're getting ready to plan for events for the future. We also have a committee that, you know, for our estate planning, eventually down the road, we want to start I believe there was a program before on estate planning. We want to start that back up again and revamp that as we look into the future. But that's kind of a future goal of mine. But each committee member is made up of a board of directors, and I sit on all those committees to keep that constant within the foundation.
The pandemic was such a challenge for foundations, all nonprofits. It was a difficult time, and now rebuilding and regrouping is just a part of, it's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I was saying to you earlier today, when I heard that this position was open, I'm like, Richland Center has a foundation? I didn't know that. And I actually talked about that in my interview, that that was a goal of mine, is to make people aware that there is a foundation, you know, and that we are there to serve the community. And we do serve that Richland Hospital. Our goal is to serve the Richland Hospital and the community members. And, you know, that's all done through donor dollars. And so I think awareness, and by coming on here and be able to talk to people about it, putting myself out there, my phone number out there for people to call me. We're going to be doing some really cool programming coming up once we're sure the COVID is beyond where we need to. But yeah, COVID, like everybody, set us back for 2 years. It was really hard collecting donations because people were, you know, scared, and I'm one of them. And so it was really, really good to know that when I came on, that that was a big goal of mine, is to just let people know that there is, Richland Center Hospital has a foundation and we're active.
Is there a lot of communication between the Richland Hospital and clinics and the Richland Hospital Foundation, Angie?
Yes, there is. So we actually have a board of directors that sits on the Richland Hospital clinics and also sits on our foundation board. So Steve Bauer is the board member, and he sits on both boards, and he's that communication. Along with myself, I'll attend Richland Hospital board meetings and talk about what's going on. I give a monthly report to the hospital board, but then I also work directly with the hospital and staff every day, the marketing department, Bruce, our CEO. So we're constantly communicating, working together, coming up with goals, and making sure we stick to our mission.
Well, near term, November has a special day set aside, and the Richland Hospital Foundation is going to mark it, aren't you?
Yes, we are. So we are going to be starting a campaign for our Giving Tuesday campaign, and we're going to be doing it strictly online, but that doesn't deter people from also calling me. So we have the 600 letters plus that I'm sending out, but I want to try to reach the people that maybe aren't on my mailing list, but want to still maybe give to the foundation. And it doesn't matter how much you give. It can be a dollar to, you name the price. Every dollar is valued, and it's needed to go towards our mission. So I'm hoping our Giving Tuesday campaign through our marketing department will be launched. I set a goal of $10,000, and strictly the money brought in through the Giving Tuesday campaign, which is November 29th, is going to go strictly towards scholarships. I will restrict those funds to go directly to scholarships to try to increase that $40,000, even if we, with those funds, to $50,000 and whatever I receive from my annual appeal. But Giving Tuesday is going to be marketed through all of our social media platforms. I'm going to be asking people to share it on their Facebook pages or Instagrams or whatever social media platform you use, helping to spread the word. The hospital is helping me spread the word and try to get those donors out there that maybe is thinking about the foundation but don't know how to get a hold of us. That's one way. And our contact information will be out there. I've started online giving. Before, you weren't able to give online, and now if you go to the hospital website, you're able to give directly online. There's QR codes out there in the giving letters. You'll be able to scan a QR code, so it's super easy for you if you feel like giving the foundation a gift, which you'll get a personal letter from me. It is a tax write-off. And a really cool event we're doing is every dollar that we received through the end of the year campaign and through the Giving Tuesday campaign, we're going to be inviting people to come to a thank you event in April, April 23rd at the Community Center. It's going to be an open house type event. You'll get to see firsthand what some of your dollars have purchased. We're going to have some food, some healthcare providers there. So it's an opportunity for you as a donor to come and see where your money is actually going and meet some of the scholarship winners maybe and see some of the equipment that we've purchased. I can't actually pull the equipment out of the hospital, but I can take really good pictures and have a write-up, and some of the doctors and healthcare providers that use that equipment talk about how valuable that equipment is. So that's an event that's going to be publicized as well. It's in the Ask Letter. It's in the Giving Tuesday, just to show our appreciation. And again, there's no dollar value on that. If you gave a dollar, you're going to get invited to this thank you event. So it's a really cool way too for people to connect and be community together, have that stewardship together.
Angie Coonan is our guest on the morning show. Angie is the Richland Hospital Foundation Director. For the Giving Tuesday campaign, could I make that gift today, or do I need to wait and have it all done on Giving Tuesday, Angie?
Nope. Giving Tuesday is going to, you could call me today. I'm going to put it into that program. I have the link created. I just haven't publicized it yet. You can call me directly. I can give you my direct phone number. It's 608-647-1847. Again, 608-647-1847. You can call me up directly. I can do your Giving Tuesday donation right over the phone, or you can log on and do it yourself. Again, that's my direct line. You don't go to a switchboard. You might get my voicemail, but I would call you right back. So, yeah, we start today, and that Giving Tuesday campaign I'm actually running through the end of December. So January 1st, that will shut off, but the foundation link is always out there on the website. So maybe throughout the year. And another thing to quickly point out is, if you have a care provider that has given you exceptional care and you want to give a donation in their honor, you have that ability to online as well. So if a care provider, you walked into the Richland Hospital, from the person that greeted you to the person that greeted you when you walked out the door, touched you in some way, you can give a monetary amount in their honor, and I will contact them and let them know that you've done that as well. So it's all online. You have that ability to do it. It's one page. It's very slick. But if anybody ever has any issues, my contact information there, call me. And again, I just want to meet people. I want to get out in the community, and no matter who you are, I want to come and have, you know, coffee with you and learn more about you and what maybe ideas you have for the foundation.
So if I make a foundation gift in honor of one of the individuals at the Richland Hospital and Clinics, it's really my chance to give them a pat on the back, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they're going to know about it. And you have the choice, too, to tell them or not to tell them. You have the choice to be an anonymous donor as well. That's all online. All gifts are anonymous unless you give your permission to do so. And we want to hear those good stories. Besides the funding that you may help us out with, I also want to hear the good stories out there on how our care providers have maybe impacted your life. Because maybe down the road, you can help me with an impact statement, or you'd be willing to share your story. I've had people come up to me and said, oh, the Richland Hospital, so-and-so doctor was phenomenal. They saved my life. Well, are you willing to talk about that sometime on camera or on radio, or, you know, really have that impactful statement, or put a statement online where it says what the Richland Hospital has done for you? Testimonials. Testimonials are huge, and being new to my position and the privacy, I don't hear those testimonials unless people, patients themselves, tell me. So I want those as well, too. I want to know everything that you're willing to share.
Angie, when I think about healthcare careers in the health field, they're so varied depending upon the level of nursing, or whether you're a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant doctor. Does the scholarship program cover most of those opportunities, or all of them?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're a high school student looking to start into the healthcare, you know, and you want to just get your feet wet, my brother is actually a doctor in St. Louis. He's a gastroenterologist, and he started out deciding if he wanted to get in healthcare by starting out working in the hospital as a patient orderly at Gunderson at the time, and worked his way up through his CNA, and all that type of schooling he needed, he could have applied for a scholarship like that. Even if he was, you know, some sort of connection with the Richland Hospital, we do look for a Richland Center community type connection, because we want people to stay here, but we also understand that continuing education has to happen, you know, and people's lives lives take different directions, but whatever level in healthcare that you're looking to go to, we're their certification program. We just had a PT go through a certification program, and we wrote a very nice check to them through the scholarship fund to help support their certification to keep their continuing education going. And that's what my goal and mission is right now through this giving campaign, is to build our scholarship fund so that we continue to help and build healthcare workers.
The Giving Tuesday funds are going towards scholarships.
Yes.
How about your end of year letter? Is that similar, or is there a different focus for those funds?
The end of the year letter will be both. We also, like I said earlier, raise money for equipment, and $90,000 in equipment purchases. I did put forth for our budget to do that for next year, for 2023. So I need to at least raise that amount of funds to help purchase needed equipment. So it will go for a variety of things, but you as a donor, if you tell me specifically where you want your donation to go, that's where it's going to go. So the giving end of the year campaign funds, we're going to be split between scholarships, equipments, and then small amount of administrative cost. And that's administrative cost, I'm talking like $1,500, because I need to buy paper and pens. So
I've sarcastically made this announcement before that, you know, in terms of the Richland Hospital Foundation, it's just so good that medical equipment is so cheap, so that your dollars go so far.
Yes. Right. Really cheap. So we actually bought an ultrasound machine for the ER department, and that was over a $50,000 purchase for an ultrasound machine. And I was blown away. And when I saw it, I saw how valuable it could be for our ER department, and what a great piece of equipment for them to have. And that's awesome that the donors in our community help support that. And so we need pieces of equipment like that as well. The hospital only has so much that they can afford in their budget, and that's where the foundation comes in and continually try to raise funds. And that's what I want to do with, you know, most of my end of the year money, but it's going to be split between scholarships, because I find both equally important. But Giving Tuesday is specifically, I've designated two scholarships for our local community members going into healthcare.
It is challenging, though, isn't it, to provide the equipment you need and to be able to afford it at a local hospital?
Absolutely. Being a critical access hospital like we are, costs are continually rising. As people know, you know, I go to the Richland Hospital myself, and it's, you know, they're working the best they can with what they have.
When I think about the end of the year, typically we wait till the last, the 30th, the 31st, but this is a good time to plan ahead, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're thinking, or you have the ability for a little bit of funds, we'll take it any time throughout the year. But now is when we do our major campaign to see what we have and what we're able to provide for 2023. So right now is a great, absolute time to do that. And you're right. Right. The studies show that most of the funding is given at the last 2 to 3 days of the year, which we will happily take that as well. But I just wanted for people to understand that this is an important need in our community, and at any level that you're willing to give, we would be so well appreciated today, tomorrow, or even next year.
You mentioned, though, you're going to be sending out letters, but for the person who said, I'd like to get one of those letters, and you haven't received one before, now would be a good time to touch base with you so we can put ourselves on the mailing list.
Absolutely. So you can either give me a call or shoot me an email, and my email is my first name, Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A dot Koonen, C-O-E-N-E-N. Again, I'll spell that again. It's my first name, A-N-G-E-L-A dot Koonen, C-O-E-N-E-N, at richlandhospital.com. So you can email me, or again, give me a direct call at the 608-647-1847 number. Happy to send you a letter as well for you to see that. It's a two-piece letter, one introducing myself, what we've done with the funds for 2022, and it's a second page showing some pictures of our scholarship winners, some of the equipment we've bought, and the three different ways for you to give: scanning a QR code, going online, or writing a check. So there's many ways to do that, and if you would like a letter just to, you know, have, I'd be happy to send one out as well.
Sounds good. We'll take a short break. We'll continue our conversation with Angie in just a moment and look ahead to things that are big plans for the Richland Hospital, but also just thinking about some of the other aspects that are important with the foundation from day to day. The Morning Show returns in just a moment. Mm-hmm. Angie Coonan is our guest on the morning show today. She is the director of the Richland Hospital Foundation. The hospital, Angie, over the years has made a real effort, and I've enjoyed those programs when we've had them on, talking about the importance of preparing for our healthcare future. Healthcare power of attorney, getting our financial power of attorney in place and so forth, so that, you know, we're talking with our doctors and so forth. But a part of that is, you know, planning for end of life and so forth. And with the initiative that you're going to be launching again with the estate planning, that fits into that very well, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. As people are starting to think and plan ahead, please keep the Richland Hospital Foundation in your privy. I mean, that's our building block for the future. So when I'm no longer here, when some of us are no longer here, there's continually a foundation, and know that there's funds. And a lot of those can be tax write-off donations as well. We would work with financial planners, but it's a program that I'm looking to build through our finance committee for 2023. But at any point, if you feel like it's getting towards the end of the year and you want to start an estate plan, I had it come up here a couple of weeks ago where an individual had called me and said they had funds that they wanted to roll over from an IRA. And I got them in contact with the right person, how they could go about doing that and giving that donation to the foundation. So we don't have it clearly defined program, but we do, where it's online, but we do have the ability to do it. And once it launches, it'll be more explainable how to do that. But yes, keeping the foundation in your mind all the time, and any questions or concerns on that, just give me a call. And it might be a simple, you know, simple thing that we can do to help for the future. And that's, again, and keep the Richland Hospital Foundation moving forward well into, you know, my lifetime.
Well, and the other thing that we hear from time to time is that people at their passing, the family will designate the Richland Hospital to receive, or the foundation to receive, memorials.
Absolutely. And we just had that not too long ago. A family directed their memorials to the foundation, and they asked that a certain piece of equipment be bought with those memorials. And that's what we did. And so that Rescue Annie, it's a full body mannequin for the healthcare workers to work on. That was requested by the family, that those memorials went to that. And we did. So that was a very cool feeling as well. You know, in tragedy, you know, when you lose a loved one, you can still honor them. And through the Richland Hospital Foundation, we're able to do that. And right on the website, you can pick if you're donating in memory of or memorial of. You can do it in honor of or in memory of. And so as you're thinking and end of life, and if that's something that's near and dear to you, you know, give me a call, and we will happily work with you on end of life and memorial donations.
Well, think of the Kramer Center. You know, yeah. What a wonderful gift that was to our community through the foundation.
Yep, it's wonderful. And everything that Grace is doing, we work closely with them as well. We all work together because we all have the same common goal. So, yeah.
Well, your thank you event that you talked about before will be a nice event, but it will also be one that will be not only educational, but just really a celebration, won't it?
Yeah, we're not asking for funds at that event. We're thanking you for the funds that you've donated. And we're hoping to get some of the newer doctors there, some of the current doctors there, healthcare providers that you might come in contact, for you an opportunity to meet that they're people in your community. They're real people. I always like to say, having a brother that's a doctor, I every once in a while remind him he's a real person.
Puts on his pants one leg at a time.
Yeah. You know, he was a baby. I gave him Baz as a baby. So, you know, just remember that. But I think that's what keeps healthcare providers too grounded, is to show that they're members of our community. So hopefully we have some of them at our thank you event. Again, that's April 23rd at the community center. It's an open house type feel. Invitations will be going out in January for that, but it's more of a save the date. So if you're a donor, you can see exactly where your dollar's going, and come and have that stewardship and fellowship with your local Richland Center community members.
One of the major fundraisers for the foundation over the year has been the golf outing.
Yes. So we have that date set. We're excited. That's going to be a little later this year. Used to be in May, but now it's going to be Thursday, June 15th. So mark your calendars for that if you're a golfer, or even if you're not a golfer, you want to come out or volunteer and help the event. That leads into anytime you want to volunteer and help for the foundation. Maybe financially you can't, but you want to give your time. We will take your time too. We're going to be working in Rotary Lights. We love to have people come in and just learn about us. But the golf outing is Thursday, June 15th in Spring Green at the House on the Rock Resort. A little different location, different time this year. We have a Spring Green hospital and clinics per se in Spring Green. So we want to kind of move it over there and into a service area. So we're excited for our golf outing at a different facility. It used to be there, but it's been a few years before. So we're bringing it back to Spring Green in the summer for June 15th. And that is a second big fundraiser for us. It's our mid-year fundraiser. It again helps support scholarships and equipment purchases.
But there are little ways, and maybe I shouldn't say little, but different ways that may seem insignificant, but when they're all pooled together can be significant, that people can do at any time, aren't there?
Absolutely. You can do monthly giving. Maybe you're willing to give $5 a month. Our employees, we have an employee program where the employees have money taken out of their paycheck and given to the foundation on every 2-week basis. We have 115 active employees that give on a regular basis to our foundation, and that's phenomenal, and that's a way for them to help give back. And there's giving increments from $1 all the way up to $200 a paycheck. So that's just one way our employees are driven to give back to the foundation as well and believe in our mission, and our goal is always to increase that. But that can be done in the community as well. Maybe you're willing to give $25 a month. You just call me, or you can go online and set that up yourself. You can stop it at any time. So whenever you think of the Richland Hospital Foundation, there's always a need, and just knowing that it's going back to exactly what we say it's going to.
Angie Coonan is with us. She is the director of the Richland Hospital Foundation. We know Angie from news releases and otherwise community news that the Richland Hospital has purchased land on Highway 14 East and has been doing some work there. My assumption would be the Richland Hospital Foundation will be a partner in that effort as you fact find and try to plan for the future.
We will. The Richland Hospital Board recently approved us being the fundraiser for the potential new build of a hospital. So we're going to be launching a feasibility study ourselves sometime next year to see what kind of funds we can possibly generate to help build the new hospital, if and when that would ever come to fruition. But that will play a very big role in a potential capital campaign down the road. And there'll be a lot more information to come on that. We're still in the planning stages and the research stages, what that's going to look like. But yes, any fundraising will happen through the foundation for a new hospital.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, for sure.
Well, in the near term, your Giving Tuesday is the next big date on the calendar for you, isn't it?
Tuesday, November 29th, there'll be a lot of information through social media on it. I'm here today to talk to about it. You know, there's always little ways to give, even if you purchase from Amazon. Amazon has a thing called Amazon Smile. If you look that up, the Richland Hospital has the ability to be a donation that you give through Amazon Smile. And if people have need more information how that works, give me a call. I've been working with hospital staff. It's the holidays. People order from Amazon. Obviously, we want to keep things local, but if you order things from Amazon, we get 0.5% of your purchase back to the foundation. And then if you're ever in the hospital and you stop at our cafeteria, we have a little change box. Every quarter, every penny matters, where if you have a little extra change, throw it in the change box. It all adds up in the end.
When all is said and done at the end of the year and you think about having been on the job for a few months, mm-hmm. what do you hope, you know, will have happened, and how will you set your goals personally for the future, Angie?
My goal is for people to know the foundation exists, and we're here, and we're mission driven. And I've said it a number of times this morning, but your donation stays within our community. We're helping building healthcare workers, and my goal is to continually raise those funds so that I can put more money in scholarships. I can buy maybe a little extra piece of an equipment. As we said earlier, you know, one piece of equipment can be over $50,000, but it's a needed piece of equipment for our community, and continually making people aware that the Richland Hospital Foundation exists. We're here, we're active, and we're listening. We want to hear ideas. We want to hear what's out there and what people might have, that diamond in the rough idea that I never thought of and that could really help the foundation. And again, I want to be out in the community and learning people's names and who they are. So when you hear Angie from the Richland Hospital Foundation, you could put a face with a name. Community relations is very huge for me. It's huge in my personal life. It's huge in my professional life. And I want to keep doing that and keep building relationships. I received a donation not too long ago, and it actually brought tears to my eyes because I don't expect people to be so giving. That's something I'm not used to. And the Richland community is, I'm seeing in the first 3 to 4 months, is extremely giving. The people that are aware of us for the years that we've been out there. And it makes my heart skip a beat every now and then whenever I open that envelope and there's a $25 check and I'm like, wow, what made somebody think to go through that effort to write a check, put a stamp on it, and send it? That's pretty amazing.
But I have to think, they think, well, health is everything. If I have my health, I have it all. If I don't have my health, I don't have much. Right. And I need somebody to help me protect that. And that typically is the Richland Hospital.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. It's an honor and a privilege to be there and to be a voice for the foundation. And hopefully years to come, we can continue to just grow and be a presence within our community and be a steward of our community. It's very important.
Is there something you'd like to wrap up with, Angie, that I didn't ask you, or something that's just important to reemphasize?
Again, through what I've said this morning, is give me a call directly. I'd love to hear your ideas. It doesn't have to be money. It can be a great idea you may have. Shoot me an email. Give me a call at that 608-647-1847 number. If you say you want to have coffee, I'd love to sit down and have coffee with you, tell you a little bit more about me, and just know that every cent matters and it's going towards that mission. And my salary and benefits don't come out of your donor dollars. The hospital covers that. So we're here to serve the Richland community, and we just need to keep growing. And thank you for the current donors and the past donors. It truly is measurable and needed.
Sounds good. Best wishes in all the endeavors that you're planning.
Thank you.
The others that will most assuredly come up along the way.
Oh, there'll be some for sure. No doubt. Thank you so much for having me. You're welcome.
Angie Coonan has been our guest on The Morning Show. Angie serves as the director of the Richland Hospital Foundation. And again, her direct line at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is 608-647-1847.